আলহামদুলিল্লাহ রাব্বিল আলামিন ওয়া সলাতু ওয়া সালামু আলা সাইয়্যিদিল আমবিয়া ওয়াল মুরসালিন আম্মা বা'দ ফাআউযু বিল্লাহি মিনাশ শাইতানির রাজীম বিসমিল্লাহির রহমানির রহিম সলাতু ওয়া সালামু আলাইকা ইয়া রাসূলুল্লাহ ওয়া আলা আলিকা ওয়া আসহাবিকা ইয়া হাবিবাল্লাহ সলাতু ওয়া সালামু আলাইকা ইয়া নাবিয়াল্লাহ ওয়া আলা আলিকা ওয়া আসহাবিকা ইয়া নূরাল্লাহ ওয়েলকাম ব্যাক টু দ্য প্রোগ্রাম দ্য কোর অফ অ্যাকশনস. Once again, we're here to discuss the essence of deeds. At the heart of every action lies intention. Every virtuous act depends upon the purity of our intentions. In today's episode, we're discussing the good intentions of applying fragrance and the etiquettes associated with it. Before we start the topic, let's take a moment to reflect on the virtues of reciting durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "The one who sends one durood upon me, Allah Almighty sends 10 mercies upon him. The one who sends 10 durood upon me, Allah Almighty sends 100 mercies upon him. And the one who sends 100 durood, Allah Almighty sends 1,000 mercies upon him. And the one who sends 1,000 durood, on the day of judgment, his shoulder will be closer to my shoulder at the door of paradise." Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers, it is important to cultivate the habit of reciting durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam whenever his blessed name is mentioned. In gatherings where the name of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is remembered, it is obligatory to recite durood at least once. Moreover, reciting durood brings blessings and forgiveness for sins. Today, we have the topic of applying fragrance, so let's explore it together. People naturally gravitate towards certain scents while avoiding others. Islam as a religion aligns with nature, advocating what is pure and distancing from what is awful. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam not only imparted teachings through words but also through actions. Among his valued practices was the use of fragrance. Fragrance not only contributes to cleanliness, but also uplifts one's mood. Therefore, Muslims are encouraged to incorporate fragrance into their lives alongside cleanliness. Let's discuss the intentions and etiquettes associated with applying fragrance. Before applying fragrance, make the intention to follow the sunnah of the prophets of Allah Almighty. My dear viewers, since all prophets, alayhimus salam, were chosen bondsmen of Allah Almighty, they held superb rank in every aspect of life. They were free from all flaws and sins, embodying every admirable attribute. Their hearts were spiritually pure, as Allah Almighty purifies them to the extent that they do not incline towards any sin. Likewise, their bodies were filled with purity and fragrance. It was a special blessing from Allah Almighty that their bodies emitted a pleasant fragrance, but they also used fragrance to impart guidance to their followers. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned some of the sunnahs of the prophets in a hadith. Arba'un min sunan al-mursaleen: al-haya'u wa-ta'atturu wa-siwaku wa-nikah. Four practices are from the sunnah of the prophets alayhi wasallam. Number one, maintaining modesty. Number two, applying fragrance. Number three, using the miswak. And number four, entering into marriage. My dear viewers, these four practices were embraced by many prophets alayhimus salam. Therefore, they are considered sunnahs of the prophets alayhimus salam. When applying fragrance, we should remember that we are following the footsteps of Allah's beloved prophets alayhimus salam. When you apply the fragrance, make the intention that you're following the example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers, while the application of fragrance is recorded for other prophets, it is also documented that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also used fragrance. His intention behind this practice was to educate his ummah on the importance of personal hygiene and pleasant scent. By applying fragrance, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam aimed to ensure that when Muslims attend masajid, they emanated a pleasing smell. Interestingly, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's own body gave a natural fragrance surpassing even the most exquisite fragrances. The blessed sweat of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was likened as a musk, and the blessed companions radiallahu anhum would collect it to use it as a perfume. There's a narration where Sayyidatuna Umm Sulaym radiallahu anha once collected the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's sweat while he was resting. Upon awakening, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam inquired about her action, to which she responded that she intended to mix his blessed sweat with her fragrance. What was the fragrance of the blessed sweat of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam like? The special servant of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, states in this regard, "I never smelled a fragrance, neither ambergris nor musk, more pleasant than the fragrance of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam." Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh mentioned an incident of the aroma of the blessed sweat of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a couplet. Wallah jo mil jaye mere gul ka paseena, maange na kabhi itr na phir chahe dulhan phool. It means, "I swear by Allah Almighty, if a bride gets the blessed sweat of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she will no longer need perfume or flower for fragrance." In this couplet, there's a hint at an incident. In the blessed time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a person arrived in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I'm marrying off my daughter and I request your assistance." The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Bring a bottle with a wide mouth and a stick tomorrow." The following day, the person arrived with a white bottle and a stick. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam began to fill the bottle with sweat from both his luminous arms until it was full. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Take this and tell your daughter that whenever she wishes to apply fragrance, she should dip the stick into the bottle and use it." Despite all these flashes of brilliances, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would use fragrance solely to teach his ummah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say, "A man's fragrance should be spreading and its color should not appear. As for the woman, the better fragrance is the one that does not spread and the color is visible." Whenever someone sent the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam fragrance, he would never reject it, saying, "Do not refuse the gift of fragrance, for it is from paradise." The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to apply musk and ambergris. My dear viewers, it is crucial to remember that ahadith clearly state that Allah Almighty bestowed upon His blessed body such a sublime fragrance that no other scent, not even musk or ambergris, could compare to it. Anyone passing through those pathways afterwards would discern the unique smell of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as it was a unique part of His blessed essence. This illustrates the profound impact of the fragrance emanating from His blessed body. Anything touched by the pure body of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would also get a fragrant essence owing to His blessed smell. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used musk and ambergris, as mentioned in Sunan Nisa'i. An Muhammad ibn Ali qala sa'altu Aishata, akana Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam yatatayyabu? Qalat na'am bidhikarati at-tayyib al-miski. Muhammad ibn Ali radiallahu anhu narrates, "I asked Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, did the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to apply fragrance?" She replied, "Yes, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to apply men's fragrance, musk and ambergris." My dear viewers, when applying fragrance, make the intention that you are applying it to bring comfort to others, especially when you meet fellow Muslims. It is natural for people to prefer cleanliness and pleasant fragrances while feeling repelled by filth. Islam emphasizes cleanliness and discourages being messy or dirty. Therefore, when you encounter a fellow Muslim, presenting yourself in a clean and fragrant state not only brings comfort to him, but also to yourself. Making this intention to provide comfort to others is also a rewarding act in Islam. Applying fragrance is considered a noble act, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam held a great appreciation for noble acts. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam disliked anything that might cause discomfort or disgust to others, and prohibited such behaviors. His own conduct exemplified decency and cleanliness. Therefore, when he sallallahu alaihi wasallam met someone wearing untidy clothes, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam would express his disapproval, remarking, "Can't he even wash his clothes?" Likewise, if he sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw someone with messy hair, he would inquire, "Can't he find something to comb his hair?" Likewise, there's an instance when a person approached the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a state of extreme untidiness. Upon seeing this, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam inquired, "Do you possess wealth?" The man responded affirmatively, listing his possessions including camels, goats, horses, and various forms of wealth. The Holy Prophet ﷺ then advised him, "When Allah Almighty has bestowed upon you such abundance, the signs of His blessings should be evident upon you. This includes wearing clean and respectable attire." Therefore, my dear viewers, it is important for us to maintain cleanliness by keeping our clothes and body clean and incorporating the use of fragrance into our habits. By doing so, not only do we follow the sunnah, but we also ensure personal hygiene and cleanliness. Following the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and incorporating it into our lives is immensely rewarding. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself highlighted the virtues of adhering to his practices. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever loves my sunnah loves me, and whoever loves me will be with me in paradise." As a Muslim, we hold deep affection for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Moreover, it is essential to embrace and cherish his sunnah, for he himself equated love for his sunnahs with love for him. The holy companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam exemplified this devotion by integrating his practices into their daily lives. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu recorded an incident. Once a tailor hosted a meal for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I had the privilege of being there. The feast included a flatbread, broth with pieces of dry meat, and bottle guard. I observed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam specifically reaching the bottle guard and enjoying it. Witnessing his preference left a lasting impression on me and instilled in me a fondness for bottle guard ever since. This incident highlights just one example of the passion with which the holy companions of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam adhered to his sunnah. They dedicated their lives to following his sunnah. Moreover, when we study the biographies of scholars and pious saints, we find that they too made it a priority to follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah Almighty enable us to act upon the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ameen bijahin Nabiyil Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When visiting a masjid, it is important to apply fragrance and intend to keep our bodies and clothes fragrant as a sign of respect for the sacred place. My dear viewers, masajid are the sacred houses of Allah Almighty. We must maintain their cleanliness in every aspect. When visiting a masjid, it's recommended to wear clean clothes and ensure personal hygiene. Scholars have advised against entering a masjid with an unpleasant body odor, as it may cause discomfort to others. Therefore, it is preferable to wear clean attire and apply fragrance before entering a masjid. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam enjoined upon us the maintenance of masajid, urging us to maintain their fragrance and cleanliness. Hence, whenever we visit a masjid, it is recommended to apply fragrance as a mark of respect for the sacred place. Particularly on Fridays and Eid days, it is advisable to apply fragrance as a gesture of reverence for prayers. Doing so with the intention of showing respect earns us rewards. My dear viewers, as we discuss the etiquette surrounding various practices, let's explore some sunnah and manners concerning the use of fragrance. When someone presents us with the fragrance as a gift, we should accept it graciously without refusal. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself never declined such gifts. Moreover, applying fragrance before attending Friday Salah is mustahab. It adds to the reverence of this special congregational prayer. Besides Friday Salah, it is also recommended to apply fragrance before every Salah, since Salah is our direct communication with our Lord. Enhancing our adornment with fragrance is mustahab as we present ourselves before the Almighty. When applying fragrance, choose good quality scent, as the Holy Prophet always preferred high quality fragrances and encouraged others to do so as well. There are various types of fragrances available. some of which may leave marks on the clothes. Therefore, men should opt for fragrances that does not leave stains on their clothes, but still offer a pleasant scent. In Islam, women are provided with complete protection to prevent non-mahram men from glancing at them. Therefore, women are prohibited from applying fragrances if it will be smelled by non-mahram men. However, it is permissible for women to apply such fragrances within their homes where the scent is only noticeable to their husbands, children, or parents. My dear viewers, in adherence to the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is immense goodness for Muslims. It is not just a practice, but a source of great reward. And it is essential as a demonstration of our love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we incorporate his Sunnah into our lives. Among the various Sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the practice of applying fragrance. In today's episode, we explored how applying fragrance is not only a Sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but also a practice observed by all prophets alayhim salam. We learned about the favored fragrance of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the etiquettes associated with using fragrances. We learned about the importance of making good intentions before doing so. May Allah Almighty grant us the ability to follow the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and guide us to lead our lives following his teachings. Ameen bijahin nabiyin kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Intentions pure, it's unholy for his sake.